Hey, this is Hayden, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. That is from earshot-online.com for the week ending March 5th, 2013. I'm Anthony M. Brian Cleveland joins me in studio, and Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report produced by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and coming out every Tuesday evening is the National Top 50. You can also find the 35 regional stations submitting their top 30 charts this week. That becomes the top 50. We, of course, play you selections from the top 20 albums. And as Anthony mentioned, we'll be moving into the top 10 here shortly. But you can also find specialty genre charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and features, which include some pretty great interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we're also on Twitter, @earshot20 is our handle. If you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can contact us to get your music on here. Amongst the charts, we like to throw a few features on every once in a while and play some extra music. So that's where we like to get that from. And you will hear from an Ottawa-based group coming up very shortly in this hour of the program as a feature. And you will also hear more from our number one this week. And if you didn't catch the first part of the program, the first hour, you can always go online and get it. We'll post a link to the show afterwards, and you can download it, listen to it, whatever you want to do with it. You can, it's all yours to use. I'd say. Would you agree?
I stopped listening.
At least you're honest. At least you're honest with me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about people being able to download the show.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing you could do.
All right. Why don't we get into it, and not you and I. Well, we can get into it after we shut the microphones off.
The fisticuffs?
Fisticuffs, indeed.
All right. Okay. I'm going to shine up my fists here.
As you read what's coming up next.
You're going to hear at number 10 this week, up from number 12, Hillitrons and their latest album called At Least There's Commotion. And despite Anthony telling me that word was venues, it's actually Venus at Your Back Door, the track that we're going to hear.
Oh. Hey, I don't pretend to be able to.
I couldn't let that go. I just had to share that with everyone.
I'm going to go to Venus.
Quite humorous.
I'm going to Venus to get away from you.
Following that, you're going to hear from Julie Dwora and the Bicycles, and we'll let you know what you heard when we return.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. We'll be right back.
number 9.
I just don't feel like I can make it no more. I just don't feel like I can make it no more. Well, it's true, I have a lover. And it's true, I have my family. And it's true, my health, and I know that's a lot for sure. And I have everything to be grateful for. And feeling this way has got me pacing the floor. 'Cause I just can't figure out why I can't make it more.
It's a Earshot 20.
And falling just one spot to number 8, that was The Bicycles from the album Stop Thinking So Much. You heard Break This Hold. For This Can't Make It No More by Julie Drara from her album So Many Days at number 9, down from 4. And at number 10 up from 12 was Hillitrons off of At Least There's Commotion. You heard Venus at Your Back Door.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts. An Ottawa-based pop punk band, We Were Sharks, is heading on a Cross Canada tour to the east. They've just released their first full-length album. And Graham Finnegan from the band joins us on the phone. Graham, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I was reading your bio, and I found it interesting that your band, as it exists now, was originally intended as a side project for a couple of your band members.
Yeah, actually, the drummer, guitar player, and one of our, the singer, obviously, and one of our other buddies, they just started it as like a fun kind of thing. I mean, our guitar player, Chance, had a bunch of songs written and was like, oh, I'd like to play these live one day. And yeah, it kind of just picked up from there, I guess. They were like, hey, this is really fun to do. We should do this more seriously. And then, yeah, a bunch of member changes later, here we are.
Here it is. And this, now you've released your first full-length album. And what was the process like creating this record?
The full-length is actually two of the old EPs and, I think, three new songs. Because the band actually used to be called Just Sharks. And then another band had that same name, who got signed a lot quicker than we did. So we had to change our name when we needed a release. And we're like, well, we have a few new songs, and we got to put these ones back out. So they weren't out that long, so we figured might as well just put them all out.
Very cool. So in terms of the songs that are on this album that you've collected from the EPs and a couple of new ones, where does your inspiration come from for your music?
A lot of terrible junk food and a lot of really old pop punk songs. That's kind of what we go for. We like eating food and making fun of each other and just listening to old pop punk, I guess. I don't know. Kind of like Newfound Glory, Blink, that kind of stuff.
Very cool. And now you're heading out on tour, which starts in central Canada, and you're making your way east. Is this the first big tour for you guys as We Were Sharks?
No, actually. We've actually done this not exact tour, but this is the same routing about three times in the past year and a half. We love going out east. I mean, it's far, but it's definitely worth the drive. The kids are so awesome there. The hospitality is unreal. We love places like Halifax and New Brunswick, and the scenery is so nice, and there's so many things to do, and I don't know. People are just a lot more fun at those shows, I guess, in our opinion. Just because, I don't know, I guess out east doesn't really get that many bands out very often, so a lot of kids kind of come out and love to hang out. That's not to say that, central Ontario is not fun either. We love it out here, too, but it's kind of nice to get away from what you know and go somewhere different every once in a while.
I know the East Coast is pretty known for its kindness factor, so yeah.
Absolutely.
We get a lot of thank yous out here.
Yeah, a lot of thank yous and sorries for, if you bump into someone, they say sorry. It's like, oh, it's okay. Don't be sorry, sir. It was my fault.
So what can people expect when they attend one of your shows?
A lot of out-of-shape dudes sweating. That's pretty much what we go for live. We're all really out of shape and jump around a lot and kind of just yell nonsense and try to get people to sing along if they know the words. But no, we thrive on high energy. We like to, we like to put on a show because, if you're listening to a record, you could, hang out with your buddies and see no one move around. But we really like to kind of give off a presence, give people something to actually watch, because you're at a show to watch, not just to listen,
But to enjoy the music and also enjoy the experience, because it's kind of a package deal.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not one of those, we don't have stage theatrics or choreograph anything silly like that. We just, we like to feel our music and have a party on stage from there.
And your first stop east is here in St. John, New Brunswick. For anybody out there listening, the show Earshot 20 is produced live out of St. John, New Brunswick at the campus of community radio station, and then we send out for syndication. But you're going to be in St. John at the Shop, which I've been told is on Ross Avenue. I wasn't familiar with this venue, but the Shop.
Yeah, we've never played there. I think the last time we played St. John, we played Gothic Arches.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the last time we played. That was actually not October the past, but the October before.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
It's been quite some time since we've been in St. John.
Awesome. So you'll be at the shop 7 p.m., then on to Halifax and Charlottetown before you return back to Central Canada. Is there anything you're most looking forward to on this tour?
Actually, between Charlottetown and Halifax, there's a place we're playing called Trenton. It's in Pictou County.
Okay.
New Glasgow area. We're really looking forward to that show because it's like a lot of our friends. It's fun because, during the show, it feels like we're playing to a bunch of fans, but then as soon as we leave, we literally just go and hang out with everyone that was there and go and party.
And I've heard that from a lot of artists, actually, that they say it's great to be out on the road. It's kind of twofold. You get to do what you love, which is spread your music, but also you get to see people that sometimes you don't get to run into that often.
Absolutely. No, I think that's literally our favorite part about touring. I mean, we get to, take time off work and go on miniature vacations for a while. I mean, it's a little hard to do because, it costs a lot of money and there's van maintenance and you got to hope nothing goes wrong. But, I mean, aside from that, the best part is literally just getting on the roads and going and seeing all your buds that you haven't seen in, a few months. I mean, there's already, we get to, text our buddies, but it's not the same. It's nice when you get to roll up to a city and get to see everyone. There's, friendly high fives and hugs going around. And you're just like, so what are we doing tonight? Let's just see where the night takes us.
For sure. All right. Yeah. If you want more from We Were Sharks, you can find them on Facebook. It's We Were Sharks and online at wewersharks.com. You can find out more information about their tour, more information about their album. It's really great. Graham, it was great to chat with you.
Thank you, man. I had a great time.
No problem. And sitting amongst the charts in an Earshot Extra position this week, here is We Were Sharks with Highways on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. We'll be right back. for listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Six.
It's Earshot 20.
And at number 6 up from 9 is Elephant Stone with their latest self-titled release and a song called Heavy Moon. Before that, Every Time by Foals from their latest Holy Fire at number 7 up from 17.
You scared me. I didn't know what you were going to say.
Why?
You said Holy Fire and I was like, whoa, where are you going with this? I don't know. It just scared me. Got my blood rushing.
And of course, you heard from We Were Sharks before that.
We did indeed. Thank you very much to them for doing that, and good luck to them on their little tour that they're on in Central and Eastern Canada. If you're just joining us, it's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined by Brian Cleveland. We're going to bring you some more music. And coming up in just a little bit, the rest of my interview with our number one artist, and you're going to hear from him as well. He's sitting at number one, of course. It's Hayden.
All right, we're going to jump back into the tunes here. You're going to hear at number 5, down from 3, Tegan and Sarah from their latest album, Heartthrob, a track called Now I'm All Messed Up.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Wake up.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Swim and Sleep Like a Shark by Unknown Mortal Orchestra off of their second album, 2, which is at number 4, up from 6. Before that, number 5, down 3, is Tegan and Sarah. And from the album Heartthrob, you heard Now I'm All Messed Up.
All right, now Brian's going to give you the rest of that list we call the lowdown, and it's debuts that are debuting on the charts, but not up into the top 20 yet. They could be making their way.
All right, at number 35 this week is Jamie Lydell and his self-titled record from the English soul, funk, and R&B artist is his 4th. At number 29 is We Are Wolves. Their 4th full-length album for the Montreal indie rock band is called L'Amour Pop Club. At number 26, Wood Pigeon and Thumbtacks and Glue, which is the 5th album from the Calgary Collective, led by and performing the songs of Mark Andrew Hamilton. And at number 25 is Ron Sexsmith, the 13th album for the St. Catharines singer-songwriter is called Forever Endeavor.
Thanks, Brian. You have such good pronunciation on the French words, too. I'm impressed.
It's the only thing I accomplished in French class.
In school?
Yeah.
Or your trip to France, really. It could be anything.
Sort of know what some words are.
Well, that's good. It's good for you. Makes you well-cultured. All right. We are about to count down. We're about to get into the top 3 now. The top 3 albums that are charting across the nation, and it's been quite a blast. We've been able to talk to a great Ottawa pop punk band who's on a little mini tour. And if you missed that interview, no worries. You'll be able to catch the show after we're done. We upload it to the NCRA Program Exchange, and Brian knows this other awesome website that I can never remember the name of.
Yeah, the National Campus Radio Program Exchange is for streaming and download by stations. And you need to log in, but if you go to radioforall.net, anyone can download from there.
Right on.
And okay. You can set up as a podcast, too, I think, in some way. You can sort of, You can
stream the newest shows.
There's RSS feeds and stuff, so you could sort of like hook it up to your. I have to look into that more, but there's some sort of way to, you know, hook it up. So you don't even have to do anything. The internet does it all for you.
You check it out and come back to us with it. You have my people contact your people, which are the same people, and it's just us. Okay, three more tracks to bring you. We're going to bring you two more. Then we'll have more from Hayden, so stay tuned for that. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
You're going to hear a selection from We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, which is the latest album from Foxygen at number 3. Up from 8, and that is a track called Oh Yeah. Following that, at number 2, last week's number 1, and the number 1 for a few weeks is Yola Tango, and you're going to hear a track from Fade. We'll let you know what it was when we return.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
How come you gotta go and
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
It's the Earshot 20.
And falling to number 2 after a few weeks at the top was Yola Tango. And from the album Fade, you just heard a song called Well, You Better. Before that was number 3 up from 8, Foxygen, from their album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, was Oh Yeah.
All right, we're back now with Hayden on the Earshot 20, and it looks like you've got a pretty extensive tour happening in your midst. What can people expect when they come out to one of your shows?
Live music.
Live music, but is there anything that you kind of want them to take away from it, I guess?
Well, I mean, I will say one thing about this cycle of touring. That's been different from the past for me is that I have a 3-piece, so it's me and 2 guys, Taylor Knox and Jay McCarroll, who are awesome musicians, and we're sort of for the first time I'm not trying to reproduce every sound and every nuance on the new record live, so we're sort of reimagining a little bit the record and certain back catalog songs. It's been really fun for me because it's sort of extending the creative part of what I do past the recording and the writing of the record.
And you'll be heading stateside for the first part of March, and then you'll be back in Canada. And we have listeners all over that would be picking up this show. So if you're out there and you're listening, there are dates coming up: March 23rd in Vancouver, BC; March 24th in Nelson, BC; you're going to be in Alberta, Saskatchewan. So you can find all that information on wasteyourdaysaway.com/tour. What else can fans expect from you over the coming months?
I'm just going to be traveling, doing some festivals in the summer. Hopefully, doing some kind of bigger tour in the fall. I'm just going to, as long as it's enjoyable. enjoyable and people are interested. I'm excited about playing these songs, and I'm, you know, for the first time in a long time, excited about playing some of the old songs as well. So it's, you know, if you ask me today, things are going well.
And does the music writing process ever stop for you, or is it things that kind of pop into your head? Do you jot things down? Is it ongoing?
Well, I always want it to be that way, you know. I always bring a book that inevitably comes back from the tour empty. I generally lose my pen, but it's a dream of mine to write while I'm on the road. It just never seems to happen. So my pattern seems to always be, I end up finishing a cycle of touring. You know, I'm done with a particular record, and then a few months later, I start. You know, it just starts happening again out of nowhere. So,
Hayden, thanks for doing this. It was great to chat with you. And now, taking over the number one spot from YOLO Tango this week, it's Hayden on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20, number one.
It's Earshot 20.
And leapfrogging YOLO Tango to number one this week is Hayden, all the way up for number two. And the album Us Alone, you heard a track called Rainy Saturday.
All right, that's going to do it for us for another week. Tune in next week for a brand new Top 20. And some more interviews and all that good stuff. If you missed any part of the show, don't worry about it. You can find a link to it on our Facebook page. We'll be posting that within the next couple of days. So thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.